Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
Mercy.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One in 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Right, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes. Listen on Audio Boom or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Yes, hello, it's the midweek edition and we are looking at some weekend football. Doesn't really make sense, does it? But bear with us, the World Cup qualifiers are drawing to a close and there's some crucial matches for the home nations. My name's Lee Phelps, I'm delighted to be joined by a fresh-faced, effervescent Alex Dunn. How are you doing?
Hiya, yeah. yeah, I'm good.
It was one of our colleagues leaving dues last night, wasn't it?
It was. So you, I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, good. That's what you should do.
I'm not enjoying myself today.
But this is going to be a fun 20 minutes, 30 minutes of football chat.
What's nice is that we have air conditioning now in the studios. And nice. I'm at a nice, cool temperature.
Yeah, that's good.
But no, I'm looking forward to the football, actually. And for all that England were abject the other night, they are now through to the World Cup. And that's something to celebrate, isn't it? I suppose.
Well, I guess so. It's just, but then you're just waiting, aren't you?
Yes.
Waiting until the inevitable happens in Russia. But anyway, England playing Lithuania. Slovenia are Scotland's opponents. Norway versus Northern Ireland. And the big one, really, Wales versus Republic of Ireland on Monday night. We'll start off with England, though. Travelling to Lithuania for this match. It's 8-1 for the home team. 19-5 the draw. England are priced up at 4-11, which is plenty short enough given what we saw from them the other night against Slovenia. It was poor. I guess you could argue, Alex, that as an international footballer, when you've already pretty much qualified anyway, what really unmotivation is there? And we know these days that people don't pull on the England shirt and suddenly are filled full of pride and desire to go out there and smash teams. We also know that Slovenia were a very tight team. They hadn't conceded many goals, held England 0-0 there. So maybe we're being a little bit harsh on them. But the same thing still stands now. Lithuania are no Slovenia, but England have still got to go and travel there when they've got big Premier League or their domestic leagues coming up at the weekend again. The club managers will be in their ear saying, don't get injured. This is a nothing game. England through. There's nothing really to play for here. Maybe keep it defensively tight. What are you thinking?
I think 4-11's absolutely fine. Like, I really quite like it, and I don't like saying that because it's 4-11. But Lithuania are rank.
Yeah, they are.
They are absolutely dreadful. I cannot see England not winning this. And if you're having a massive acca through the next few days, I'm quite happily stick England in there. They will win this.
Yeah.
And I think the fact as well that they are already through may help. Bit of pressure off, see what happens. And also the fact that they are through means that they may rotate a little bit as well. I don't think that's a bad thing because you'll have players that are hungry to come in. Let's face it, these are players who will have sat on the bench on, when was it, Thursday night?
Yeah.
And gone, well, all I have to do is, if I can pass forwards, I've got half a chance of getting in the side. England were appalling on Thursday, and that's as bad as I've seen them for a long time. But you mentioned that Slovenia keep it tight. Slovenia didn't go there and nullify England.
No.
They had chances.
Yeah.
England had should have probably been 1-0 down before they managed to grab that late winner. But no, England will win this. Lithuania, through qualifying, have been so, so poor. They don't score goals. That's the issue. And they managed to beat Malta, and they drew away at Malta. They're the last two positive results that they had. They actually started qualifying quite well with draws against Slovenia and Scotland. But since then, it's been pretty disappointing. And that won't change here. So England win, absolutely, definitely. But the bet I really like is England to win to nil. It's even money.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen here. They'll probably go and win, I'd imagine, maybe 2-0, which, by the way, is 11-2. But I wouldn't be that keen on backing England on the handicap because, for all they could run riot, they could equally just win 1-0 and be quite happy with it.
Yeah.
Incidentally, England minus 1 is 10-11. England minus 2 is 5-2. But England win to nil, even money. Lithuania just don't score goals. quite simply. And England, for all that they do have defensive frailties, they are, I suppose, well, no, they are. It's a fact. They're coming off the back of a clean sheet. They weren't very good at the back in the last game, but they did keep a clean sheet.
And that's what the MO of Gareth Southgate will be, to keep it tight and not to concede. But one little bet that might be of interest is looking at Scotland's result in Lithuania. It's only in the start of September. They won 3-0, which backs up Alex's bet, and also scored a couple of fairly early goals, two inside the first half an hour. And England to over 1.5 goals in the first half in a match is 7-4. I was just looking to see if I could find over 1.5 England goals in the first half, because I thought we'd maybe get a little bit more value there. I keep scrolling.
There you are.
11-4 for over 1.5 England goals in the first half. If they want to try and get the job done and then ease off in the second, I think the over 0.5, 8-15, that's just for England to score a goal or more in the first half. A little bit short, but I think there's a big difference between that 8-15 for a goal or more, or two or more in the first. So
yeah,
I wouldn't mind having a little go at that. I think, like you say, although they won't go there wanting to bust a gut, I think they want to go there and put a little bit of a show on and try and get this job done. And you can't really imagine that Lithuania have got an awful lot to play for. And they're pretty shocking at home anyway. So England wins 2-0 for you?
Yeah, and that would be probably Knapp selection.
Right,
I cannot see past it. And even money it's not the biggest price you're ever going to see, but it's as far as I'm concerned, should be shorter.
Yeah, fair enough. Remember, this is a match where four means more comes into play. So if there are four or more goals scored in the match and you've had a bet on one of the four main markets, then you could well get a 15% win bonus, which will be very nice to spend on some of the other internationals. So all you have to do is have a bet on those games, on those markets in that game, and if four or more goals are scored, then it automatically gets credited in. Also, Bet Boost available. So you've probably seen this on the website, on the app. You get a Bet Boost every day. So if you want to have a bet and you see that Bet Boost thing, it'll just enhance the odds a little bit for you. And Your Odds available and all that. Just looking at some of the Your Odds in the England game, there are tons of them already on there. So check those out under the game page on the app or online, and just click on the Your Odds banner and it'll give you all the various weird and wonderful bets that people have requested. You can request your own at William Hill on Twitter and just use the hashtag Your Odds. All those markets and enhanced offers apply to Slovenia versus Scotland as well. This is 5 o'clock on Sunday, same time as the England game. Slovenia are 17-10. The draw's 21-10, and Scotland are 17-10. So it's a real pick 'em, this one, and it's a pretty big game this as well for the Scots. We know they were the odd ones out for the Euros, having to stay at home and suffer the indignity of various advertising and people taking the mickey, basically. They're on 17 points at the moment in the playoff spot. Slovakia are 2 points behind them in third place. And Slovakia have got Malta, who have only picked up 1 point, scored 3 goals, and have conceded 22. So we can pretty much say that Slovakia will win at home to Malta. That would put them on 18 points. Scotland, if they drew, well, it comes down to a head-to-head, and they lost 3-0 to Slovakia, only beating them 1-0 at home. So Scotland need to win this game. And it's not the easiest trip in the world. We've just talked about Slovenia when we were previewing England's next game. They're a very tight team, Slovenia. It's a big ask, this, again. Probably left it a little bit late, Scotland. Slovenia's home results are good, aren't they? And they don't concede goals.
Yeah, I'd love Scotland to... I'd love to be able to say, yeah, Scotland are going to go here and they're going to win. And that's it. That's fantastic. I'm not so sure. They've been really good in qualifying, Scotland. Yeah. They've sort of picked up. It's almost like it's taken them a while to understand what the team's about, but they're slowly getting there. But their away form in this qualifying, it's not been superb. Yes, they've beaten Malta, they've beaten Lithuania. That's a good result against Lithuania, because it's the kind of game they would normally slip up in. But against anyone who is slightly decent, i.e. England and Slovakia, they've been well and truly put in their place. And there's one bet. Now, I like betting on trends, if you like, more than anything else. And there is one trend that is so, so prevalent here. Slovenia at home, by the way, as you mentioned, very good, and managed to draw 0-0 with England. That's the only time that they've dropped points at home in this qualifying campaign. Now, when Slovenia win... Well, yes, okay. I'm going to get to that in a second. When Scotland lose away from home, we'll start with this first. When Scotland lose away from home, they lose to nil, as a rule. Mm-hmm. You have to go back to 2014 for the last time that Scotland lost on the road and scored in doing so. Okay?
Yeah.
Slovenia at home, the last time they won at home and conceded a goal in doing so was October 2012.
Right.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I always like to put that into some kind of context, so see what's going on around then. October 2012, I can tell you, number one was Gangnam Style, just a week before that. So that should put it into some kind of context as to... That was quite a while ago.
It doesn't really. No, it does seem a while ago.
I thought it'd be mildly interesting. But
I couldn't quite picture when that was. I can't frame that around anything that I was doing at the time. A lot of dancing, obviously. Yeah. We all were, weren't we?
I'm trying to think, October 2012, did anything else happen?
We were basking in the distant remnants of the Olympics.
Yeah, that's true. I think I had glandular fever, actually.
Did you? Yeah. No, in 2012.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 5 years ago.
Yeah. Anyway, since my bout of glandular fever, Slovenia have been superb at home.
Not a laughing matter, is it?
No, it isn't. No, I was really, really ill. much like today, but in different circumstances.
It wasn't self-inflicted.
It was not self-inflicted. Basically, when Slovenia win at home, they win to nil. When Scotland lose on the road, they lose to nil. Can you see where I'm going with this, Lee Phelps?
No, you have to be a bit more explicit, I'm afraid.
It's just, it adds up. And I know that Scotland would love to go there and win. I just cannot see it myself. So the fact that you're getting Slovenia at 17-10, I quite like to start with, because they are a good side at home.
It does look good, yeah.
But and to be fair, I'd be kind of tempted. I know I've just made a massive case for the win to nil. I'd be kind of tempted just to back them at that price, full stop, because it is very big. But the 3-1 to win to nil Slovenia, that'll do for me.
Right. Okay. It does look big. It strikes me as being a little greedy.
Yes,
possibly. 17-10 is more than big enough.
Yeah, and I'd love Scotland to go there and win.
Yeah, but it's just a shame, isn't it? That without wanting to sound patronising, that it comes down to this, and they haven't got an away trip to Malta or somewhere like that.
No, that's
true. It's one of the tougher games, and as we've seen, they've lost 3-0 away to Slovakia and 3-0 away to England. So it doesn't bode well. But fingers crossed, because the more British teams can get there, and the Republic as well, of course, then the better. For all of us, Norway versus Northern Ireland is the next game that we're going to have a look at here. Norway are 6-4, Northern Ireland 21-10. The draw is 2-1. Northern Ireland already guaranteed a playoff spot and a fantastic campaign again. The results that they've been getting, obviously up to the Germany result, that have been fantastic. 5 successive wins, including a friendly win over New Zealand, which you can either count or not. But they've done really well. In fact, it's 5 anyway. If you take out the friendlies, it's 5, including the Azerbaijan game. So done really well. Hardly conceded a goal again until they met Germany. Norway, not the greatest team in the world, but they are unbeaten in their last 4 home games. 3 of those World Cup qualifiers, beating San Marino 4-1, fair enough. Azerbaijan 2-0, and a 1-1 draw with the Czech Republic. Norway... not the hardest opposition, but you could forgive the Northern Irish players for having taken their foot off the pedal a little and maybe having a bit of a celebration between the Germany game and the Norway game. Because, they don't need to do anything here other than no one will remember this result when they're in the playoff, will they?
No, they've done incredibly well. And the thing is that for all that they have, they may make a few changes here, maybe rotate a little bit. They do have a decent core of players in terms of their squad. It's not we have an 11, and then after that, there isn't much left. Because the players are not massive names to start with, they're all sort of much of a muchness, and they can interchange. And I take your point about perhaps just switching off a bit here, and Norway are okay. But it'll certainly be interesting. I mean, you look through the anytime prices for Norway players. I don't want to back any of them particularly.
No.
Josh King's had a good little campaign and is a danger, but I don't really want to back him at 19-10 massively because Northern Ireland don't concede many goals, as you mentioned.
Got 3 in his last 3 World Cup qualifiers. 2 of those were against San Marino, incidentally.
They still count, though.
Yeah, of course they count.
People will belittle things like that, but it's scoring international goals and no one actually sees who they're up against when it comes down to it.
Easier, though.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. I'd much rather score against San Marino than...
Yeah.
You know, I actually could, I think, possibly.
not today.
No, probably not. I'd struggle standing up today. Now, do you want an interesting stat, Lee?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, always.
Well, firstly, I've got 2 for you.
Okay.
We'll start with one that's maybe more interesting. I don't know. It's got nothing to do with this game,
let
anyway.
Let the listeners be the judge of it.
When was the last time Germany lost an away game in World Cup qualifying?
Last time Germany did? Republic?
No.
No.
1934.
Jeez. Did they draw with the Republic? They must have, maybe they drew with the Republic.
I've just read that out there.
Okay.
So it might not be true. Yeah. But yes, 1934, which I don't know what was number one around that time. I don't know. I could not furnish you with that information, I'm afraid. Did they have charts in those days?
I don't think they did.
You can have a Google while I'm telling you about the actual stat that is relevant to this game. And that is that prior to that Germany game, Northern Ireland had gone 17.
It was Benny Goodman with Moonglow.
Oh, good old Moonglow.
Oh, China.
How did that go?
I don't know. Let's see if we can find it.
Is that going to work? Oh, that's lovely.
So, what was your second stat?
I'm quite happy to just listen to this, to be honest.
I'll leave it running underneath you.
17 games in a row prior to that Germany game that Northern Ireland games had featured both teams to score no. 17 wow. consecutive games. Where both teams to score would not have landed back-to-back for Northern Ireland. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm putting that up now is almost like a kind of, well, that's stopped now, hasn't it? But it hasn't. I'm quite happy to back that again.
Yeah.
Because it's just the way Northern Ireland play. They win a lot of games 1-0. If they lose, it's because they generally are underperforming and they won't score. So I'm kind of happy to take that again, to be honest. I know people don't like backing BTS. No, it's 4-6, but it's okay. And you can almost factor them with unders on the goals. But at the same time, sometimes Northern Ireland concede a lot when they're having an off day. Sometimes they score a lot if they're having an on day. BTS, no, 4-6 is a bit of a quirky market. I know some people don't like it, but stats-wise, it has to be a play.
Fair enough. Really big game on Monday night, 7:45 in Cardiff. Wales versus the Republic of Ireland. Wales are 6-5. The draw is 21-10. The Republic are 5-2. Wales had a good result against Georgia in the end, that 1-0 win, and Republic beat Moldova as expected to set up this fantastic clash between the two sides. Serbia top the group with 18 points. Wales could still topple them, as could the Republic. But Serbia have got Georgia at home. Georgia, the second worst team in this group. So Wales on 17, Republic on 16. It's all to play for. Republic need to win the game. Wales get a draw, and they could either, you know, they definitely get a playoff. Massive game for them, and they both came out of that last game in kind of bullish mood, saying we're going to go into this, you know, full steam ahead. Wales have won the last 10 matches against the Republic, drawing 4 and losing 5. They won none of the last 7. Failed to score in 5 of the last 6 against Ireland. Jason Kumar scored their only 2 goals in this run back in November 2007. I was just wondering what the number one was back in 2007. And it was this, actually, which we'll all remember, of course.
Yeah. How much do we have to play until we have to start paying for these?
30 seconds.
Oh, is it? All right, okay.
That's what I faded Benny. Thanks to Benny Goodman, by the way, for in his estate. For
cheers,
that.
Benny.
Umbrella by Rihanna and Jay-Z was the number one in back in 2000. I love this little theme that we have. But now, obviously, you know, taking head-to-heads into account, that's past teams. Chris Coleman's team, unbeaten in the last 10 competitive matches on home soil, winning 6, drawing 4. You know, they're in a very good place at the moment, Wales, aren't they? You would probably say that Wales are the form team out of the two. Now, the Republic have done nothing wrong. It's just that you just get the feeling that they're not all was well in the Republic camp not so long ago. And it seems that they've managed to turn this round somewhat. You're talking about that after that 1-0 defeat to Serbia, for instance. You know, Martin O'Neill was grumpy after that, and there were calls. You know, they'd drawn against Austria, they'd drawn in Georgia, then lost to Serbia. I mean, really, the Republic shouldn't even be in this position with those kind of fixtures. And now they go into this big game against Wales. What do you reckon?
Well, on the face of it, you take the fact that Wales are still unbeaten and that Ireland have only lost once in qualifying.
Yeah.
And if you'd have offered them that pre-qualifying, they'd have snapped your hand off.
Yeah.
Yet they're both a little disappointed because they have dropped points by drawing too many games.
Mm-hmm.
Not every draw is a bad one, necessarily. Indeed, when they played each other in Ireland, that 0-0 draw was sort of okay for both.
Yeah.
And of course, that was the game where Neil Taylor made that horror tackle, didn't he, on Seamus Coleman.
Only four shots in that game, by the way. So yeah. It was a proper nil-nil. I always like to have a look and see. I mean, you know, a couple of cards each. There was a red, you know, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And you know, not an awful lot happened. You know, you could kind of see that happening again here. Maybe the tension thrown into that as well, that no one wants to make a mistake.
At the same time, Ireland do have to go for it.
They have to, yeah.
And that's going to be a massive factor, I think. And I don't think they'll be going for it hell for leather from the start. I think they'll go there to try and just win the game. You know, they're not going to be playing three up front early doors. But as a result of the fact that they need goals, I'm quite happy to take overs here. And I agree, it's a game that, on the face of it, could be very tight. But over 2.5 goals is 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too big.
Mm-hmm.
When you think, as long as there was a goal in the first half, then the second half's going to open up massively for whoever. But this is a winner-takes-all, in effect, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm quite happy to take that, to be honest. And Wales, obviously... A bail-less Wales is always a slightly more risky proposition.
Yeah.
And again, Ireland don't have that star man, do they? The one that they're like, well, the Gareth Bale, basically. They've got I'd say, on paper, probably a better team. I think I prefer Ireland to Wales. I do think they're a big price here at 5-2. Particularly without Gareth Bale. I think that's a massive blow. I think Ireland could do this, you know. I really do.
Mm.
And obviously we're assuming that Serbia going through is a given. And it should be, to be fair. But again, they had the opportunity to put it to bed against Austria and failed to do so.
True.
They are very strong at home. And that win in Ireland was huge, absolutely huge for Serbia. And equally a bit of a killer for Ireland. So it's been one of those groups that's been intriguing without being massively exciting at times.
Yeah.
But I think it's all going to come to a head on Monday night. And I think goals. And I think Ireland could nick it, and certainly the price, that they're worth a look.
I tend to agree with you, just in the sense that you mentioned Serbia. You know, we're talking about a playoff here. No one wants a playoff.
No.
You know, I think Wales will go for it as well, because if they can topple Serbia, look, Serbia should beat Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, Georgia nothing to play for, but as a Welsh player, you'd be kicking yourself if you finished the game and Serbia had drawn, and you'd go for a draw yourself, and maybe got a draw. If they can top this group, then that would be a fantastic result for them. Probably unlikely, but I don't think it's going to be like, you know, from the first whistle, them, you know, going end to end. But I think it'll be more open than the previous game that they had, when it was about not losing.
Yeah.
I think this one, like you say, will be, especially if the Republic can get after them. I fear that there aren't that many goals in these two teams.
Mm. I agree.
I still think the draw is massive. I think a 1-1 draw is 11. The draw on both teams to score, which is 16-5, or the 1-1 draw at 11-2. I can still see it being a draw, and Wales clinging on.
The fact is that whatever happens, they're going to be going hell for leather in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah,
whatever the scoreline is, well, there's going to be one side who are camped in the other half.
Yeah.
In fact, here's a bet. Let's look at goal times. Have we got goal time markets?
Might
right
not have
now?
It up yet, because it's on Monday. This
we're
one.
Recording this on Saturday.
Yeah.
No, I can't. They're not there, right? Oh, no, they are.
The later ones, aren't they?
Match goal, 81st minute to full-time is 2-1. 86th minute to full-time, 3-1. 76th minute to full-time, 13-10.
And we've seen a lot of those, obviously. The England game, we've seen it in the Scotland game, we've seen the Wales game as well in the first set of World Cup qualifiers. You know, there are late goals around as well.
Match goal, second half injury time, 11-2. You've got to think as well, if you're backing 86th minute to full-time, you're basically getting almost 10 minutes worth there. Because you said goal... added on time is normally 4 minutes.
Yep.
Sometimes you get a five,
yep,
if you're lucky. But that's worth a look, I think. Because, like I said, let's say that Ireland are pushing for the goal. Wales can then hit them on the counter-attack. You know, I think there'll be a late goal in this one. And I'm hoping there'll be plenty of goals, full stop.
Yeah. Knapp was in the England game.
Knapp is England to win 2-0, even money. And that is as confident a Knapp as I will put up in a long time.
Right. More confident than the Euro naps that you and Sam are putting up every week.
Yeah, we don't talk about those.
Okay,
it's just international week, isn't it?
No problem. Yeah,
thanks.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm only talking about it because I snuck back in and stuck a nap in for the traders. The traders have had a bad time of it. No trader on the podcast that Derek and DK did. So I snuck in and did one. And
Ireland.
Half-time draw, full-time England. Coasted in 3-1. That's all you need to do. Let that out there.
Broken clocks and all that.
Well, just to prove that it was an odd week, Derek had a winning nap as well, with Iceland winning at a decent price. So the guys will be back for the weekend podcast. DK, Derek, Andy XL, Pete, Gav, Al, and either Sam or Alex on the European football on Thursday. So make sure you look out for that with the resumption of the domestic football. Thank you for listening to this one. If you're watching any of the action over the next couple of days and you're having a bet, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.